Some U.S. officials have portrayed Muqtada al-Sadr as an outlaw and a criminal wanted in connection with the killing of a rival cleric last April. But Sadr is drawing support from unexpected quarters in Iraq, and that's challenging the assertions made by some U.S. administrators and their Iraqi supporters that the firebrand cleric speaks only for a radical fringe. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
The Bratha Mosque in downtown Baghdad is not considered Sadr territory. Posters of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani are plastered along the walls of this revered Shiite shrine. People here look to him, the most senior Shiite cleric, for leadership. But growing disillusionment with the U.S. occupation is clear, and with it growing sympathy for Muqtada Sadr and his virulent anti-Americanism. While their methods may be different, 50-year-old engineer Mutlaq al-Hussein says Sistani and Sadr are both challenging the power of an unelected governing council, which has little support among Iraqis.
There is no difference between al-Sistani and Muqtada Sadr in the aims.
Hussein expresses anger with a lack of economic progress and what he calls the American humiliation of Iraqis and the unnecessary use of force. He warns the U.S. against arresting Sadr.
There is no stopping for the air shooting or the fire. There is no stopping the fire.
45-year-old Saad Jabari, a traitor, also warns the U.S. against touching Sadr.
He has merely used his right to make demands on behalf of everyone, out of responsibility to the people. We call that patriotism. Others might call it violence.
Pilgrims come to the mosque to collect holy water in preparation for the upcoming Shiite festival of Arba'in. This week also marks the fifth anniversary of the murders of Sadr's father and his two elder brothers by Saddam's regime. Hamid al-Bayati is a spokesman for the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, a prominent Shiite political party with no love for Muqtada Sadr. But he says the U.S. decision to crack down on the radical cleric now couldn't have been worse.
The big question in the minds of most of the Iraqis is, why now? Why didn't arrest him a long time ago?
Reflecting widespread suspicion about U.S. intentions, al-Bayati says Iraqis are not persuaded by the sudden U.S. announcement an arrest warrant had been out for Sadr for months. While Muqtada Sadr is a young man with no clerical standing, Bayati says ignorant U.S. officials badly misjudge the importance of Sadr's movement, which is based most of all on reverence for his father.
Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr, the father of Muqtada Sadr, stood against the regime publicly. So he was a hero in the eyes of many Shiites.
But Bayati suggests the U.S.-picked governing council also failed by not including more moderate members of Sadr's movement. The 31-year-old Sadr is now able to play to a growing group of people who feel locked out of the political process.
Some Shiites, actually, who are supporting him now, they are not his followers previously.
Occupation authorities had counted on rivalry between Sistani and the upstart Sadr, but when Sistani finally broke his silence this evening, he condemned the way the U.S.-led occupation forces were handling the Shiite uprisings, calling for calm on all sides. The U.S. had also counted on a split between Sunni and Shia, but Bayati says he's seen signs Sunni rebels and supporters of the radical cleric are finding common ground, what he calls an explosive combination. In the slums of Sadr City, where Sadr's support is greatest, Hamza Rahim Saleh has nothing but sympathy for the Sunnis who are battling American troops to the west.
We're very sad and angry about what's happening in Fallujah. The whole world is just watching them being killed. When you hear them on the radio, you want to cry. The Americans should fear God because of what they are doing.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.